This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Scooter Gennett has tied a major league record by homering four times for the Cincinnati Reds against the St. Louis Cardinals, 13-1. Gennett, who drove in 10 runs, connected for his second career Grand Slam off Adam Wainwright, then had a solo homer and two-run shots as he became the 17th major leaguer with four in a game and the first since Josh Hamilton in 2012. No player has ever hit more than four in a game. His 10 RBIs matched the club record. Mitch Moreland and Hanley Ramirez hit back-to-back home runs, and Andrew Benintendi later connected off struggling Masahiro Tanaka, powering the Boston Red Sox over the New York Yankees 5-4. The Red Sox made their first visit of the season to Yankee Stadium. Boston began the day next to last in the majors with just 53 homers, but manager John Farrell said before the game that he thought his team would soon pick up the power pace. Joey Gallo hit a towering go-ahead two-run homer, and the Texas Rangers ended a four-game losing streak with a 10-8 win over the New York Mets. Tonight, Golden State takes on Cleveland in Game 3 at 9 p.m. The Warriors lead the series 2-0 and have yet to lose a single game since the start of the postseason. On a dreary day that will be remembered by New York Jets fans for fond farewells to two of their favorites, linebacker David Harris was released, and wide receiver Eric Decker was told he will be traded or cut. The two moves will save the Jets $13.75 million in salary cap space. Louisville and Memphis, former conference opponents, headline the field of the Gotham Classic at Madison Square Garden. The former Conference USA foes will meet December 16th. The game at the Garden will mark the 90th time the Cardinals and Tigers meet with Louisville, holding a 53-36 advantage. Joining the Cardinals and Tigers in the Gotham Classic are Albany, Bryant, and Siena. David Beckham is a step closer to finally being able to bring a Major League Soccer team to Miami. Commissioners in Miami-Dade County have approved a deal to sell Beckham's group nearly 3 acres of county land, which would become the last piece in a 9-acre site for a planned 25,000-seat stadium. A bill that would ban the use of Native American mascots in Massachusetts public schools is generating strong opinions on both sides. The push comes after Tewksbury rebuffed efforts to change the name of their Red Men mascot. Some residents appealed to state lawmakers on Tuesday, arguing the mascots perpetuate stereotypes and harm Native Americans. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.